At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Group Therapy Wednesday, audience participation. Feel free to call in 1-800-386-0937. We want to know the weirdest place you've got hit on. Got to ask out on a day. What's the weirdest place? One of our favorite stories here on the Hawk and Tom Show is Cato getting hit on at the nursing home.
I forget about it. Until you bring it up.
Hey, babe, come over and sit next to me on the bed.
It was very flattering, and had she heard, had her financial statement with her.
So you were visiting a friend or a granny or something?
I was with a friend. He was visiting his grandmother, okay. And this was her roommate at the assisted living place. And the lady was just, like, she had smoked her whole life, apparently, and she was frisky.
Yeah, you know, she had nothing to lose at this point.
Nothing.
So she was going for that young man right there, that Cato Keller fine piece of meat.
Well, choked him up still, y'all.
She couldn't chew.
Well,
she had false teeth.
Okay. A lot of people, they say, you know, places like doctor's offices, like a restaurant sometimes, and a waitresses, they get asked out quite a bit. And that'd be kind of awkward while you're giving your, you know, I'd like this, this, and this. And by the way, what are you doing Saturday night?
I would think maybe the drunk tank would be bad.
Okay.
You're like both in for DUI.
All right.
I don't know that you could eat breakfast the next morning when you were released.
Right.
Plus, you know you already have something in common.
Yeah. All right, Mark from Fountain Inn said a funeral. Why don't you call in? We want to hear that story.
Well, somebody's a widow. A widower.
That's wrong.
I mean, they're available.
Yeah. I mean, how long are you supposed to wait?
Right.
Okay. So, with our group therapy, weirdest place you've been hit on. We're getting calls already. 1-800-386-0937. Tell us your story.
I would have to say that the weirdest place that I've ever been hit on is in line at the porta potty at a concert.
Oh. That's pretty funny.
Did you go for it?
And it was... Well, we were like 20 deep in the line, so yeah. I was like, do I just say yes so that it's not awkward for the next, you know, 10 minutes? I was not about to lose my spot in line.
Wow.
So he was in the line behind you and just asked you out?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but it would be weird if someone's doing the pee-pee dance and you're asking them out. So did you go out with them?
Yeah, we ended up going out, actually, because we had it was like a long line. So
they dated twice before they got to the porta potty.
And I hope he at least was a courteous gentleman and opened the porta potty door for you.
My lady.
All right, that is awesome.
That's funny. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Thank you.
So we're talking about weirdest places that you have been hit on or gotten a date. What's your story?
Oh, I've got a great one. I was hit on at a family reunion of mine.
Oh, man. Hawks had that happen. I had a crush on a cousin once.
Oh, my gosh.
No, before you think that, it wasn't a relative. It was a friend of a cousin, distant cousin of mine that was trying to hit on me, but it was still just like, wait.
That's fun. I love how you're like of a distant cousin, as if that makes any difference whether they were close or distant.
Yeah,
but they're not related.
I know, that's my point. It doesn't matter if it was a close one or a distant, since it was a friend.
Oh, yeah, but when you start off with, I got hit on at a family reunion, that just throws you off a little bit.
That would win most places.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Well, did you guys continue to go out?
Or did you ever go out?
You know, we actually did. I got her, like, Instagram and stuff, and then we started talking, and we went on a couple dates. It didn't end up going much further than that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's who goes to a family reunion thing, and they're going to get a date out of it?
Yeah, and then if it does go sour, you got to deal with the relative.
The distant cousin.
The distant cousin, yeah.
So,
you can cut them off pretty quickly.
You ain't my friend no more.
I had way worse than that. My brother started dating my wife's sister, and they ended up getting married.
Yeehaw! You can't never talk about my family reunions in Tennessee.
I can't make fun of him either.
All right, we love you. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
So we're talking about the weirdest place you've been hit on. What's your story?
So mine is kind of like the opposite. I was the one trying to ask somebody out, and it was just really, really awkward.
Okay, where was this?
Okay, well, maybe it was my fault. It was at the dentist's office.
Were you going,
Well, I get my teeth cleaned like every 2 or 3 months, so it's by the same lady. And finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ask this person out. I've been seeing her for a while.
Yeah.
So I was like kind of beating around the bush, but whenever I kind of got to like the meat and potatoes of what I was trying to ask, she would like put something in my mouth. Not like a romantic comedy, because every time I tried to ask her out, she was like putting something in my mouth, taking something out, or doing like a gauze thing.
Like that exhaust, yeah, that suction thing. Would you like to go?
Yeah, so it was extremely hard.
Did she go out with you?
No, she's not even my dentist anymore.
Oh, she switched patients.
She retired.
Oh, here he comes. I ain't here.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Well, don't try to hit on your dental hygienist. That's a good lesson to learn right there. We appreciate you being a part of the show this morning.
Ah, thanks, guys.
B93.7, hello.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I have kind of a weird one.
Okay.
I was test driving a car at a dealership because I needed to get my grandmother a new car.
Right.
Aw, that's sweet.
And reliable, durable, very unsexy.
Okay.
That's grandma, of course.
Yeah.
Thank God.
The car salesman, I mean, he was going hard trying to sell me this car, but then switches gears and starts trying to sell me on a date with him.
Wow.
Okay. Was grandma in the back seat?
And we're trapped in this car talking about the transmission, and all of a sudden he's trying to get me to go on a date. So it was a very awkward situation.
That sounds like it.
It sounds like a discount to me.
Well, what were the interest rates?
Apparently not high enough.
Wow. That's funny.
Good.
All right. Well, that's an unusual one. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, our group therapy Wednesday is the weirdest places you've been hit on. We've had people call in, got hit on at the porta potty, dentist office. We had a family reunion was also mentioned. Now, that was a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
So, funerals, you name it. A lot of waitresses say they get hit on quite a bit, too, when you're out and ordering your meal.
Yeah. Well, we're getting a lot of phone calls from people who say it's happened to them as well. 800-386-0937. Have you had a weird place you got hit on or picked up on?
Oh, most definitely. At my urologist's office.
What happened?
It was actually the doctor.
Oh, no.
Yes. I was actually in there, and I had my infant grandson with me. I am 51 years old, but at the time, I was in my late 40s when I went in. I was actually having trouble using the bathroom, of all things,
because
I had had some back surgery. I go into this urologist's office to see this doctor for that problem. And this man is looking at me, and he's like, is this your baby? So I'm like, no, this is my grandson. And he's like, your grandson? You're a grandmother? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you're how old? And I'm telling him, I'm like, 48. There's no way you're 48. I'm like, oh, I promise I am. And he just keeps on and not talking about my problem.
Oh, man.
And I'm sitting here like, I see the wedding ring, dude.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow. Now, and I still had to go back and see this man like a few more times after. And I ended up, no lie, having to ask for a whole nother doctor.
Yeah.
Because it just kept on. Even the other times I went back, he would still do the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Every time he saw me, he would be like, you are just so beautiful. I cannot believe you are your age.
Yep, there's some creepy ones out there.
They got to report him.
I did have to ask for a whole new doctor, though.
I went from being so excited for you to being mad at him.
But listen, this is the strangest thing. Now, my adult son is 27 years old, and he just had a motorcycle accident.
Oh, no.
And is having to go to the urologist. They gave him that same doctor.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I hope he didn't hit on your son.
Right? He asked me to take him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you might need to report him.
I'm actually looking for fun doctors.
All right, we love you.
All right, love y'all.
All right, bye-bye.
Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your story?
Okay, so I am a lunch lady at an upstate elementary school.
I want some pizza.
Me too.
I'm so worried about where this is going right now.
Oh, elementary.
Well, so the week before fall break, we always have a Thanksgiving lunch. So, you know, the kids are allowed to bring one of their family members. And I'm sitting here serving these little kids, and I look across the cafeteria, and there's this guy just coming straight towards the lawn with this huge smile on his face. And I'm like, do I know this dad or something? So he ends up getting up to the front of the lawn, and he didn't even get lunch. He just came up, and he was like, man, he's like, if I had lunch ladies that look like you, he's like, I would eat lunch every day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
I mean, what do you say to that?
I mean, if he wasn't married, I'd be like, well, what's your name?
I'll be honest. Lunch ladies, they can cook, you know?
Yeah, we sure can. You don't get enough credit.
That's funny. So did you go out with him?
No, I didn't. I still don't even know which kid he belonged to.
Oh, wow.
But, hopefully he had a kid there.
I think
there.
I was... Yeah, I know.
Well, that is a strange one. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, absolutely. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. Good luck.
Pizza.
Bye-bye.
I need some pizza.
I want pizza, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, well, maybe you're drunk enough to appreciate this crazy conspiracy that, of course, comes from TikTok, where all untruth lives.
Now, come on now.
It's true. Wait till you hear this one.
Okay.
The new hot conspiracy, people on TikTok think that mermaids exist and rich people are eating them. See, even Tori giggled at that.
It's funny.
Well, because why would you eat a mermaid?
Apparently, they're a delicacy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
According to this lady who's some rando who kicked it off last week with a story about an ex-con who claimed he saw a mermaid in a big tank on a fishing boat that he worked on. She said they made him bring it to a warehouse where rich elite people like Elon Musk, not Elon Musk, but people like Elon Musk.
I got you.
Ate it hibachi style like at Benihana.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And her original video got a ton of views, so that's what she's been posting about ever since. And one of her follow-up videos really blew up. She claimed they caught a second mermaid and that mermaids can regrow limbs. And there is a secret research island where scientists study them. And that they have lots of other mythical creatures there, too.
Yeah, okay.
This sounds like something out of Indiana Jones.
I saw the documentary. Her name's Ariel, and she has that dingle hopper, which is a fork.
Yeah, and a crab that can talk.
That's what they used to eat. You know what? Who knows if they're mermaids? I almost believe this.
See, that's what's scary about it.
Well, now we know that she's at least down two sisters, which is so sad.
Oh, no.
I think they were pretty close.
Well, I told you, in history, Christopher Columbus, when they came over, and they thought that they saw mermaids. Mermaids, and come to find out it was manatees.
Yeah, which means that they had some ugly women back then.
Yeah.
If I were a mermaid, my feelings would be so hurt.
I know.
I would come out of the water and be like, first of all, I swim all day long, okay?
Yeah. But that's true. It's in history books. Like, they thought they were mermaids.
Wow. So is there a mermaid island?
Pardon me?
Mermaid, you said they had an island, Mermaid Island? Or
I don't know about that. They said there was an... It was like a warehouse, a secret warehouse where they would eat these mermaids.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. The rich and elite are very weird in this country.
Well, you know what? She's probably seen one too many of those, not Marvel movies, the DC movies about Aquaman and them living underneath the water.
What kills me is this lady with no evidence whatsoever makes this insane post. People click on it. So then she doubles down with even more crazy and people are following it. And people like Kato are like, I kind of believe this.
You know what, though? You remember we had the singing psychic on our show, and she was just so far out there, just really weird. People like really weird. They enjoy that.
Why do you think we do well?
Okay. But I'm just saying, I think people like to think, well, I'm not that weird, but they'll embrace the weirdness.
But I feel like something like this should be in... Like I said, an Indiana Jones movie where he goes to the island of mermaids and there are rich people killing them and eating them hibachi style and all, but not for real life.
You don't know. There's Snake Island and Monkey Island. How do you know there's no Mermaid Island?
Raccoon Island, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Raccoon Island. That's pretty cool.
I want to go.
Cemetery Island. Cemetery Island's in Hartwell Lake.
Okay.
There's really plots up there.
You got Mermaid Man on SpongeBob SquarePants.
An Aqua Boy.
Yeah. You watch SpongeBob too. Calling ourselves out now.
That's not real.
I feel like my IQ is just falling, free fall right now, just by being in this conversation.
Okay, so now you're judging us. Now, that lady's weird, okay? But you don't have to say we're that weird. We're just having fun with it. I mean, just because I watch SpongeBob,
Kato,
I'm weird.
Seems serious about
it. Oh,
I think it's a little Ahi Mermaid sounds pretty good.
Ahi Mermaid.
Mermaid sushi roll, please.
And not only that, it's sick and it's cruel.
I mean, she grows her arm back. They said it in the video.
In the documentary, she grew legs.
There you go.
See? And all she had to do was trade her voice.
Don't you wish you could get more women to do that?
Oh.
Coming from him. Who's
shocked? I was talking about you, Tori, not all women.
Burn David.
Burn David.
That's from
a show.
TV show.
I got you. Okay.
Called Poop Creek.
Actually, speaking of burning, I bet smoked mermaid would be pretty good.
See, y'all are sickos.
A little searing on the side. I mean, it sounds good. Now, do you have to do sea salt when you,
yeah, you
season
do.
It?
I'm so sorry I brought this up now.
Oh, a mermaid po' boy. Would that be a po' girl?
Po' thing.
Okay, Tom, I can push the button and stop this conversation.
Please,
anytime.
Oh, come on.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, some young people think they're going to have just an army of kids, and then they just have one because they realize kids are exhausting, expensive, and completely life-consuming.
Okay.
And then they think, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm just good. I'll just have this one kid. But if you have a ton of kids, that's very good for you.
I did not know that.
They help you with chores, yard work.
That's hard to get them to help you with chores.
When they're 15, put them to work and let them bring money into the home.
A new study shows that having children is good for your brain, especially if you have a ton of them. So, Tori, you might want to be thinking about that. You and John have a ton of kids.
See, I don't know, because my sister has four. Yeah? And there are times where we talk where I'm like, girl, are you okay?
That's true.
She just seems so scattered sometimes.
I'm just with two, I've never been so tired in my life. I've prayed more than I have ever prayed probably in my life, because it's just hard to raise kids.
What I loved is the people who told us once we had two, they're like, oh, go ahead. Once you've got two, having more is no big deal. And I'm like, no, that's crazy, because two fits in a car properly. When you're evenly matched, you got one-on-one coverage, but you go to three or more, you're outnumbered. That's insane.
That's when you go to zone coverage. You got to go zone. It's like playing basketball. But having more kids is linked to increased brain connectivity in areas that typically decline as we age, so kids can protect us against brain aging.
I don't see how, because even pregnancy, my brain has just, it has flown the coop.
Okay.
It's gone.
Yeah, you forget things.
So it's just on an average day, forgetfulness and just, it's like brain fog, and I don't even know where I was going with that. I'm so foggy.
I noticed you used to be smarter.
She's like so bad off, she doesn't even know that was an insult.
No, I was trying to think of a comeback and I got nothing.
Well, the effect was seen in both mothers and fathers, so it isn't going through pregnancy that makes your age brain less, but it's just the caregiving experience.
Obviously, you need more kids.
Maybe he's pregnant,
that
too.
That way your brain will, will brain less.
What did I say?
Brain less.
I'm braining less right now.
Honestly, they're saying it's the caregiving experience of just caring for the child is what's helping your age, your brain not to age.
Yeah, but your body is.
You need more kids right now.
Your brain does. Okay.
You do.
Well, okay. Never mind. And for men specifically, having more kids was associated with increased grip strength. Also, what?
Because you're snatching them kids up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, honestly, you know what? When I had, you know, when they were smaller, I was carrying them around all the time. So my biceps were developing. I'm like, man, you know what? I'm not even going to the gym and I'm doing, you know, curls with the babies here.
And I only get so much when I'm babysitting, but it's not often. And when you're having to carry, I'll come home and I'd put my arm in a sling for a day.
Because you're sore.
It's the most exercise I've gotten in a year.
Exactly. And they didn't really get into the specific number of kids to make your brain age less.
I don't feel like they've gotten into the specific reasons why we should believe this either. Like, it just doesn't make much sense. There's no, like, tell us why this is true.
Well, they just found that the more children the parents had, the stronger the brain differences appeared. But obviously, there's some downsides and a downside in having to stress over putting 14 kids through college. Now, that's going to probably tax your brain just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need kids after this conversation.
I feel like that there's the thing about correlation does not equal causation. Just because people who have more kids have all these things doesn't mean it's because of the kids. It could be the type of people to have more kids are just better at this stuff.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
I'm done. I've got my max. I got one of each, the whole set. I'm good.
The whole set.
Yeah, I got that, you know, it's like a doll thing. You got, okay, I got a boy and a girl. I've tried them both. I got the whole experience.
You got Noah's Ark as well.
What is that?
All the animals.
I know. I've got more animals than I know what to do with, too.
But you know what? They did say this. People without kids are not completely left out because you got the aging parents and friends and neighbors that you can take care of. So it's the caregiving experience is what's going to help your brain.
I've had to do that.
So basically a dog would do this too.
Well, you could, yeah.
Especially if you had a bunch.
And they don't go to college. So you don't have to pay for that.
No, but the visits to the vet's expensive enough.
All right.
I will be honest, though. You know, they do poop in the floor, and the kids don't do that. So there's trade-offs.
Well, I don't know. I've had some friends who have had some interesting kids.
Yeah.
One kid smeared it on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine only pooped in the litter box, so that was okay.
That was decent of them.
Well, you could scoop it right up.
Exactly. I made him do it to learn his lesson.
If I could just get my dogs to do that, I'd be happy.
No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.